what we were talking about at the start of the programme, there's implications for a lot of different people, both domestic people, people sending parcels to loved ones, but also smaller companies who are sending products to the United States. 3 weeks ago, Unpost and other postal services across the world were informed by the US administration that parcels containing goods must have taxes paid in them before they can enter the US and be delivered there. Now goods shipped through the postal system to the US from Ireland over the €85 threshold face a 15% tariff or tax. For example, if you're in Ireland and sending a present to someone in the US, maybe an orange jumper, which might cost €100, whoever you're sending that jumper to will have to pay the 15% tariff to receive it. So that'll be £15 out of their pocket. For businesses, it's the same. If someone in the US is buying something from Ireland, it's going to be sent via a package. The item, if valued above 85, will also be subject to an extra 15%. The big issue here is over 1 million letters and parcels are sent to the US from Ireland every year. And some countries' postal services have suspended all deliveries to the US, all parcel deliveries to the US, until they've got full clarity on the situation. But Unpost here in Ireland is continuing its services. So that's the worry and the concern in relation to it. With me on the line to talk about this more detail is Caroline Boland, who's Tourism and Marketing Advisor for Dingle Peninsula Tourism. Caroline, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. Listen, how much of a concern is this? Any concern, any extra charge on anything being sold out of Ireland would be a concern. But how much of a concern do you think it would be to tourism operators or companies that are relying on tourist dollars or sending packages over to America to sell to Americans? All the range of different things that happen every year.
It's a big concern, Jerry. We have been, you know, keeping in touch with our members over the summer, you know, just monitoring the effects of what's happening. And particularly there's concerns for retailers, you know, crafters, artists, whose products, you know, particularly with the American market, are highly sought after. And, you know, the fact that the confusion, first of all, for people trying to understand the tariffs, but also the extra costs involved, you know, for the purchasers, if you like, when they get back home to the States and realize that what they bought, as you say, for €1,000 is, you know, 1,150 plus, you know, it's causing confusion. A lot of, you know, people then will ring back to the retailer saying, oh, I didn't understand this was going to happen and that. But I think what it has done already, it is knocked the confidence and, you know, threatening the sales and the turnover for small businesses, you know, who are already experiencing high costs, you know, operating costs and running their business. It's of great concern because most of these retailers, again, particularly in our area, are all small family run or, you know, very small macro businesses.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the companies that operate out of Ireland, and one of them even has a banner across the top of their headline. Shipping to the USA, don't worry, we're delivering as normal. All US tariffs and taxes are included in your order total. So that means wow. Our prices have gone up, basically, is what they're saying.
Yes.
So what you bought last week is what you'll buy this week, but you'll pay 15% more for it.
Absolutely. And I think that the, you know, big problem has been for whether it's shippers, you know, on post and for retailers themselves and the shoppers, you know, trying to understand what the implications are. So as you mentioned, you know, on post. So talking to a retailer yesterday, you know, they have the purchase that is being shipped to America will stay in Ireland with on post until the tariff is paid on the US side. But if that tariff is not paid on the US side, then that product will come back to the retailer who will have lost then the postal charges on getting it to the States.
And that's the issue. And that goes back to the company, and that's an unsold item, which already has cost them money to package it and send it to Unpost, first of all.
Yes. So what it's doing is it's adding those extra transactions back to the retailer. But also when you're selling to your customer today, you really have no guarantee that you know, that product that's being shipped is ever really going to get to them when the tariffs become more clear on the US side.
Now, looking at that from that point of view, Carolyn, you've got a lot of small operators in all throughout Kerry doing crafts handmade in Ireland, whether it's ceramics or pottery or jewellery. And you'd imagine a number of those items could be over the €85. So the idea of selling to an American tourist coming in saying, I'd love that. And then the shop, which is a service provider of many, saying, we will ship it for you back to the United States so you don't have to carry it in your luggage. That could be impacted as well.
Absolutely, because it's the confidence that it knocks. You know, if there's, you know, if any uncertainty in terms of what you're paying for, and I think as well, you know, the effects of, you know, you could, this trade war, if you like, or, you know, tariff war, you know, on the Americans is still unclear. You know, because up until, you know, these last few weeks, you know, they were still buying product that had been shipped out earlier in the year and where there was no implications. Now the reality is becoming clearer. And it's that, you know, if they're not confident, you know, they're going to, that indecision is going to prevent them from, you know, actually purchasing at the end of the day.
That is all part of the worry and concern. It'll also, like, away from business, it'll affect the sending of birthday and Christmas presents and other gifts sent by people to loved ones in the US. The recipients will have to pay.
Absolutely, because, you know, as sort of a family member, do you really want to send, want to send that gift, but when you're, again, if your family member over there is going to get hit with that extra tariff, you're not going to do it. So, you know, there's going to be a decline. And then when you look at whether it's on post or the different shippers, they're all, you know, they're going to see all those transactions decline. And, you know, I suppose the most important message, you know, that we can have, you know, for us here locally in Kerry and in Ireland is, it's never been so important to shop local. You know, don't be buying online sales. You know, support your local shop and retailer, crafter, artist, whoever it might be, because, you know, the impacts of this are, you know, as I say, we don't know how long they're going to last. And that uncertainty brings, you know, uncertainty in terms of purchasing.
Yeah, and that is a key message, all right, to try and keep it local if you can, because they may be hit by this part of their business, which may be affected by the effect of the tariffs. And we'll have to wait and see over the next couple of weeks and months, really, the real impact of this. You may have to try and, small companies and small craft developers may have to try and shift their business to elsewhere or look for other companies or other countries to export into or to sell into if there is a hit from the American market.
Absolutely. You know, because we are so reliant on the US market now, you know, here we're in the final planning stages of traveling to the New England State Fair, and some of our local crafters you know, bring out their ware and for sales there. So this is going to be a relearning exercise for us in terms of what, you know, how do American, you know, the Americans feel, you know, are they confident to shop? What are the tariff, you know, implications? And so, you know, we're all on a steep learning curve on this, but, you know, when you've got, you know, the American market in particular is a very important market for small crafters and artists, you know, to sell into. You know, they're not at the scale where they can, you know, have global, you know, sort of chains or that. So, you know, it's very, very testing times. But look, we will be learning and being able to plan then ahead, particularly for 2026, because, you know, will that confidence affect people traveling to Ireland? So there's a lot of unknowns there, but we're working towards, you know, trying to, you know, get a sense of the confidence, particularly in the US market.
Yeah, indeed. Look, it will probably be accused of, what's the phrase they use, Trump derangement syndrome here. Anyone who criticises President Donald Trump gets accused of that. But it's kind of ironic. The man who's looking to bring peace to the world, however successful that has been or not, he's no problem starting trade wars all the time.
And this is it, you know, It's fascinating to watch. I think everybody is sort of watching. It's like a slow car crash, really. You know, is this really happening? And I think that, you know, it's, we hear about European resilience, and I think that that's what we need to show here, is that, you know, we need to, you know, first of all, shop local, mind our, you know what I mean, mind our immediate, you know, businesses, but also support more in Europe, you know. So, you know, and nobody wants to take away the connections with our friends in the US. So, but it is going to be about, you know, becoming even more resilient and,
you have to wonder the impact in America on the people who were buying goods, or the people there, when they get stuff and all of a sudden they're told you have to pay 15, 20, 40, 60 quid if you want to get this item. You'd have to wonder the impact on the ground there, but something that there was an exemption in place for years. This was just a matter of course. It was to do with free trade. It's all being reversed. You'd wonder what the impact on the ground there would be.
And that's really what we're going to be, you know, investigating and talking to, you know, Americans about in the next few weeks. Because the whole thing as well is that, you know, they're hit with the rising costs across the board, you know, as much as the rest of us.
The importers there, the people whose businesses rely on ye coming over, selling to the United States, they import from ye, they sell there, their business model is upended as well.
Well, it is, but like, I mean, we're selling direct to, you know, American people, communities, if you like, in Western Massachusetts. So what we're going to have really frontline consumer research, you know, coming in on this, because we're asking the questions, we're meeting people, we're seeing how confident they are in buying, and if they're going to buy, because they might say, oh, well, no, you know, because their 401ks are very uncertain, you know, with what's happening in the stock markets. So there's a lot of different things happening. So it'll be really interesting. You know, we'll be able to, I suppose, get a sense of, you know, how Americans feeling about spending any money whatsoever. And then also the knock-on effect is, are they going to travel, you know, or will they continue to travel and vacation in Ireland?
A listener gets a touch here, Caroline Owen, who says, I previously worked for a great employer in Glengariff. They gave me my first job. Sometimes the customers returned the items for a refund if their box went over the now old 800 euro threshold because of tax. Sometimes when there was snow in the United States, we used to get orders of Americans buying slippers, Foxford blankets and jumpers for all their families. This was very valuable employment when the hotels were quiet in winter. I hope it continues. That comment tells its own story, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, I think, you know, with our American visitors, there's such a huge emotional connection to Ireland that, you know, we can't underestimate that. So, but if their confidence is knocked in any way, obviously it's a sense of survival for everybody. So they're going to be looking at how they spend their money, or not spending it until they're confident to spend it, which we don't know how long that might take.
Okay, Carol Ennison, thanks for giving us your view. Good luck with the trip to New England, and you'll be finding out a lot more about the impact this is having, as you were saying. But thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Lovely. Thank you, Jerry.
Great stuff. That's Caroline Boland there, Tourism and Marketing Advisor for Dingle Peninsula Tourism, talking about that fact that today the US ended tariff exemptions on small packages entering the United States from abroad, causing the receiver to pay a 15% tax on any package worth over $100 or €85. If you have a view on that, get in touch if you're affected by it.